And hello there, TFFP. Hopefully this isn't going to buzz at me. If it does, I can't do anything about it. I already started this process yesterday of making an Italian chicken salad. Hang on a minute. What I did yesterday was I chopped up the two chicken breasts and threw the other one in the freezer. And I marinated my chicken in Italian dressing, garlic and salt and pepper. Now I have a cast iron skillet right here, and I'm going to make sure that it is centered. By the way, I'm currently at the Louisiana Center for the Blind, and no, I am not doing this under shades, because this is not a sleep shade activity, and I don't really feel like doing it under sleep shades. Ooh. I already added some cooking oil, just enough to cover the pan. I'd say maybe about 2 or 3 tablespoons. Maybe. If that's too much, then I'll find out. But I'm going to turn on the stove and turn my flame down. Now I'm going to walk over, grab my chicken. Oops, where'd I put it? Here it is. It should be nicely marinated. I hope it is. I'm going to work over here. I'm going to put it in a small bowl, which I should have already had prepared. Oh boy. Because when I put things in bowls, it's just easier. Oh, and there goes one of my lids. Or two of my lids, actually. I'm gonna use a bigger bowl, a medium-sized bowl for the salad, and I'm gonna move my Tupperware later. Oh. Sorry about that. Let me put this bowl down and check something. Alright, if that buzzed, I'm sorry about that. Let me just adjust that. Ow! These are itching my ear. I don't know why today. Because I have to head out later on today. Let's see, it is about 6:15 right now. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up this bag, which I'm only going to need once, and I'm going to pour my marinade and my chicken right into this bowl. Because like I said, pouring things in bowls, or pouring from bowls into pans, to me is a lot easier. And what I've got is a very teeny tiny meat fork. Let's see, did I get all of it? Yes, I did. Alright. Tomorrow I'm just going to toss it with the salad, but that's okay. I always wash my hands. And, you know, I'm going to make this soap go just a little bit further, because I don't like to waste. Add a very teeny amount of water. There we go. Close that. Oh, and finish washing my hands. Now, I'm going to make sure to get my hand extremely wet, because I'm going to test to see if the oil is heated up enough. Yes, it is. I'm going to lower my flame all the way. And I did put a little too much oil in the pan. Oh, let me grab my meat fork. I bought a meat fork for barbecuers. because I can't grip. Okay, these are my tongs. That's my spatula. There's my meat fork. Okay. Okay. There's my meat fork. And I am just going to slowly start adding my meat. And just slowly stirring it around. I know it's done when I can feel a texture change. This feels really tender or soft, and the cooked meat is going to feel a lot different, and I can tell you that. I forgot to put my cooking spray on there, but that's okay. Oh my. I'm going to turn on my fume hood. Ouch, this is starting to splatter just a little bit. Let's see, is it all the way up? There we go, now it is. I put just a little too much oil in here. As you noticed on the podcast, the email has been changed. It's now funfilled@gmail.com or thefunfilledpodcast@gmail.com. I don't remember what it is. My fire is all the way down, believe it or not. So this is going to take just a little longer than normal, but it's going to be well worth it. The reason I have it on low is so that I can have control of the flame. Hello, Gadsby. Gadsby! You all right, girl? Let's turn my pot a little bit. I'm just stirring my meat and exposing it to the heat and the oil. You know it's done when you hear the sound start to change, or when I hear the sound start to change. It might not be audible, or maybe it's something you're not used to. By the way, the comment line is still down. So if you guys have any ideas, I don't want to use K7 anymore, because the comment line really isn't that used. I'm going to turn up my flame just a little bit. So I need some ideas on what I can do for the comment, for the voice part, because I want you guys to interact. Those of you who don't use computers or don't feel comfortable emailing, well, I do have an idea. You can send me a Handy Bits voicemail, a Handy Bits thing to thefunfilledpodcast@gmail.com. That's an idea. You can do that. You can use Freedom Box and send me an email that way, or a comment that way with your voice. I don't know how to do that. You're going to have to consult someone who does know how to do that. And I can feel the texture in my meat start to change. So I'm going to lower my flame just a little, all the way down again. I can also smell the meat. You can do that. You can leave me a handy bits voicemail. You can do Freedom Box. I'm going to lower my fume here just a little bit. Let's see. What else? You can do many other things. Let's see. I don't know what this thing does on the mic, but that's all right. Oh, yeah. There's still some raw pieces of meat that I can feel with the meat fork. I just turned up the flame just a little bit. I'm using a gas stove, for those of you who don't know. Or don't know much about cooking. Now, I'm going to lower the flame. I'm going to take my hand. And I'm going to get that piece of meat off the meat fork. There we go. But I'm also going to take my hand. And I'm just going to feel a few pieces of meat with my meat fork in my hand. I'm using my meat fork as a cane. Okay, it's almost done cooking. Let me check on this piece right here. That's still raw. Oops. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn up my flame just a little bit. And I'm just going to put down my meat fork. Like so. You can use any meat fork. I use the ones for the barbecue because I can't grip things very well sometimes. I like to grip big things. So, that's just my take on things. I can hear that it's almost done. I'm going to stir it just a little. Oh, that was a close one. I've also, folks, gotten into college and high school football. That's all I'll say about that little subject. But, I still feel some pieces that might be a little raw. Let me just turn it up just a little more. There we go. I don't want to burn my meat. I'm keeping an eye on the smell, too. Yep, I'm feeling less and less raw meat. I'm not going to be baking this, so I can't. If I see some raw meat, I've got to make sure that cooks. And let me blow on this. Okay. It can use a little bit more cooking. I'll just put it back in the skillet. Ow, that's hot. I'm going to feel of that one that I just... Oops. That one right there. Yeah, that can use just a little bit more cooking, too. I made spaghetti on Sunday for dinner. For a week's worth of dinner, actually. So that's going to be good. That's good. That turned out pretty good. Alright, I'm going to turn off my fume hood. And you can see that the sound has changed a lot. Let me step away from here and make sure I'm not burning anything. No, I'm not. I'm just going to give my meat just a little bit of a crisp. Ooh. Now, I just turn that off. The most important way to tell if two things are done is a tried and true skill called taste. This is a little hot. Mm-hmm. This is definitely done. Any more, and it will be tougher now. I'm gonna grab a glove. Yeah. You thought I would never eat on this podcast, huh? Well, you know what? I have to eat too. I'm gonna grip here. Oh, let me grab both gloves. I can't do this with just one hand. Not this time. Oh, where's the other one? Oh. Okay. Let me see. Locate the bowl. Actually, let me make sure I have a better grip of that. Take off my gloves and see if I missed. No, I don't think I did. I think I got everything. Let me just do a quick cursory glance of the pot. Oh, that's hot. Ouch. Okay. Oh, there's some. Let me grab it up with my meat fork. Where is it? Come on. All right. and put it into the bowl. And there's some... Oh, that's hot. Wait, is that done? Mm-mm. Let me look. I'm questioning that, because that's still... feeling just a little tender. This is done. But I don't know. Well, let me just cook this just this one piece of meat here. Just very quick. Washing a cast iron skillet is the most important thing, it is the most important lesson to learn. It took me a while. Let me stab at this. Hey, come back here. Do a grid pattern across the skillet. Where'd it go? Waste. Where is it? I hope I didn't drop it. Interesting. Where'd it go? I don't see it. Oh well. It's okay. Now, while I let this skillet cool, I'm just gonna start washing my dishes. Now, washing a cast iron skillet, and I'll show you how to do that in a minute. For those of you who know, then you can skip over this. You do not use soap to wash the inside of a cast iron anything. Let me repeat that. You do not use soap to wash a cast iron anything. Now, you know, I don't repeat stuff unless I've got a point to make. So, because I don't like repeating things. So let me repeat that just one more time. You do not use soap on a cast iron anything. Reason being is because you finish it, you have to... You create a finish on it. And you... Where's my towel for drying? Here it is. Right under my gloves. Which I need to wash at some point. This away. You create a seasoning on that skillet, and whatever you cook in, that's what your food is going to taste like.